Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Ghost Walk Riverside is a beloved Inland Empire Halloween tradition presented by California Riverside Ballet. This year, it takes place this weekend in downtown Riverside. Here to tell us more is Susan Anderson, president of California Riverside Ballet and marketing director for Ghost Walk. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Pepper. I'm excited.
Susan, start by telling us about California Riverside Ballet and its history.
Well, the organization was founded in 1969, and since that time, we have looked different over the years. We have been a ballet performance company offering productions such as The Nutcracker. We have been a ballet instruction offering classes to the underserved in Riverside's community centers. And we've been a source of scholarships for classical ballet students, either locally or going off to ballet summer intensive programs or live-in programs such as those at Ballet West.
And how does CRB work to make the arts more accessible to Riverside residents?
Well, we like to get the residents to the projections, to get exposed to the arts. And one way we do that is through Ghost Walk Riverside.
Tell us then, what is Ghost Walk Riverside?
Ghost Walk Riverside is a community-oriented outdoor festival happening this Friday and Saturday in downtown Riverside in White Park. It feels and it looks like a giant Halloween block party. There's entertainment, souvenir stands, games and activities, and many food options. The event offers two premium walking tours this year into downtown to see theatrical performances of short stories, and White Park itself will be bursting with activities and Halloween spirit.
How did this event get started?
Years ago, one of our supporters brought the idea back to us from a trip she took to the East Coast. I believe it was North Carolina, and she attended a ghost walk there. So she brought the idea back. It's evolved over the years into what it is today.
What's the event for?
It's to get the arts in the community. We incorporate our high school students, local dancers, writers, creative storytellers, all to bring their arts and their craft to our community. It's a way to really showcase what our Riverside residents have to offer.
This is put on by California Riverside Ballet. How is dance incorporated into this event?
Each year, we have what we call our Thriller Dance Troupe perform. It's about an 8 to 12 minute performance involving all sorts of ballet styles, hip-hop, contemporary, sometimes tap. Depends on who we have coming out in part of our troupe that year, but we put that on. And then this year, for the first time, because our theme is Nevermore, we will be having a Wednesday Addams flash mob. And anyone can learn this dance. We have it posted on our TikTok. You can find it on our Instagram, and you can learn the dance and join in the fun at 7 p.m. both nights of the event.
How are the dancers selected for the Thriller performance?
It's an audition process. They audition a couple of months before the event. We have a special choreographer we've been using for years, Angie. We love her. She is so creative. And they audition with her, and she selects her troupe. We try to incorporate a lot of different dance styles and age ranges into the performance.
Is there a certain age range that this event is geared toward?
There's something for everyone, but in our park is a kids' carnival, perfect for kids 10 and under. We'll also have a kids' costume contest that's free to enter, 8 p.m. both nights of the event. Then there'll be a hula hoop contest, limbo contest, other games. As part of the carnival, as they're playing the games, there's a chance to get prizes and candy. Also within the park are some story sites that are self-guided this year, perfect for young kids. Our premium tours tend to get a little bit more scary. And while we're nothing like a Halloween horror night, no one will be jumping out. No one will be actively trying to scare you. These tours tend to gear a little bit older, great for teens, great for adults, and really have a chance to into the underside of Riverside and see some places you don't normally get to see.
What can families expect from this event?
Families can expect a lot of fun, a lot of interaction. They can bring the kids. They can participate in the games. They can really get into the Halloween spirit. We'll have some photo booths set up. And there will also, for the adults, be a beer garden. We partner with All Points Brewing Company here in Riverside to put on our Tavern of Terror.
I'm speaking with Susan Anderson, president of California Riverside Ballet and marketing director for Ghost Walk. What's new with Ghost Walk this year?
Well, this year's theme is Nevermore. It's a combination of Wednesday Addams and Edgar Allan Poe. So we have one premium tour themed for each. And in the park, we'll have a lot of themed items for that. Stories, games, the Wednesday flash mob, all new, all in theme, all in character.
And who's performing at Ghost Walk?
Well, we have DJ Richter Scale that'll be leading the Raven Dance Party. We have our Thriller Dance crew. We have a collection of high schools, including John W. North High School Harlequins, the Ramona High School Theater Arts, Martin Luther King High School Theater Arts, Riverside Poly Theater Arts and Gestures, and Thespian Troupe. We also have Senru Teiko, our Thriller Dancers, and the DJ I just mentioned.
And who should attend this event?
Families. Yeah. Or if you're just a long-time resident here in the Inland Empire, come check us out. We've been doing this for over 30 years. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of good entertainment. And it's a lot of just community building right inside that park.
What will the funds raised be used for?
In part, funding next year's Ghost Walk and also those scholarships that we provide to the local dancers.
Ghost Walk takes place this weekend in downtown Riverside. How can people attend?
They can go online and buy tickets. You can find those at ghostwalkriverside.com. The premium tour tickets will be sold out in advance. So if you're looking to go on one of those tours, go to that website right now and choose your tickets. But if you can't get a ticket to a premium tour, hey, the park is filled with so much this year. It's a great value for your money. You can buy those tickets at the gate or in advance at ghostwalkriverside.com.
And what else should people know?
They should know this is not a Halloween horror night. This is not a scary thing. This is good Halloween spirit, magical entertainment that is fantastic for the whole family. If you have other questions, we have an FAQs on our website page at ghostwalkriverside.com. Also, there may be strobe lights, smoke, special effects. So if you're someone that's sensitive to those items, please be aware of that as well.
I've been speaking with Susan Anderson, president of California Riverside Ballet, which puts on Ghost Walk, which she's also the marketing director for. Ghost Walk Riverside takes place this weekend, Friday, October 26th, and Saturday, October 27th in downtown Riverside. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and thank you for all that you do to make the arts more accessible in the Inland Empire.
Thank you, Pepper.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.